Number 6. Campus Life. Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
Hey, Miguel. Have you been lately?
Stressed. I have to do this big project for my government class, and I need to use a computer to do it. This is my first assignment this year, and I don't know much about the computer facilities here on campus. Say, you don't know anything about how the computer labs work here, do you?
Actually, I worked as a part-time student employee in one of the open labs for 2 semesters. What do you want to know?
Wow, great. Where to begin? Well, first of all, where are they? I know there are quite a few labs spread throughout the school, but I am not sure where they are.
Well, the open labs are in Murphy Hall and in the basement of the library. There is also another lab just for liberal arts majors in the arts building.
Oh, okay. They're all there together. Are they open 24 hours?
Unfortunately, no. They're open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5:30 on Friday. During the fall and spring semesters, they're open Saturday and Sunday until 5.
Uh-huh. And do they offer any kind of training on the computers?
Yes, they do, actually. They hold computer training workshops twice a month. You can sign up for one in the library. There are also instructional tutoring sessions for students who need help with their coursework in the individual labs. And, of course, individual assistance is available, too.
Can I just walk in and start using a computer, or do I need a password or something?
You do need a student account and password to show that you actually attend the university. Once you show them your student ID card, they will set up an account for you and give you a password. Actually, I have a pamphlet in my bag if you want to take a look. It should have some of that information.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, this says I can only use the computer for 1 hour. Then I have to check out of the lab. Why is there a 1 hour limit?
Well, there are only 30 computers, so that way all students can get an opportunity to use them. Last year, some of the waiting lines were getting very long, and people complained about waiting for long periods of time. Some people couldn't complete their assignments on time.
Ah. It says here I need a diskette? Why is that? Do they sell them there?
Well, because so many students use the computers, all the information on the hard drives is deleted at the end of the day, so you'll need a floppy disk if you want to save any of your work. They don't sell them in the computer labs. In fact, the only place you can buy them on campus is at the bookstore.
Okay, I think I've got that. What about printing? Does it cost anything?
No, but they're kind of strict about how much you print. The rule is 1 copy per person per document. Multiple copies aren't permitted.
What about eating and drinking?
That's not allowed either. Someone damaged one of the iMacs last year with some grape soda, and that was the end of that. Also, space is pretty tight, so they don't allow more than 1 person at a computer. That encourages people to talk, which can distract other people from working.
Wow, I feel like I'm an expert on the computer labs now. Anything else I should know?
Not that I can think of. Well, actually, you study programming, don't you? Well, you're not allowed to install any software that isn't registered to the university.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 31. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 32. What is the woman's attitude toward the computer labs on campus? 33. According to the woman, what does the man need to do to save his work? 34. Is each of these points discussed in the conversation? Choose yes or no. 35. According to the conversation, what is the policy regarding printing? 36. Listen again to part of the conversation and answer the question.
Actually, I worked as a part-time student employee in one of the open labs for 2 semesters.
What can be inferred about the woman?